Shalom, everybody, and Shavua Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Re'eh, we have 17 psukim. Our Parsha and our Aliyah begin with Moshe telling B'nai Yisrael they have a choice. They can either receive brachot or klalot. It all depends on how they act. Moshe tells them to share these brachot on Har Grizim and the klalot on Har Eval. Moshe then commands B'nai Yisrael again to destroy all the idols that they will find when they enter Eretz Yisrael. And lastly, Moshe tells B'nai Yisrael that all the korbanos in Eretz Yisrael must be offered only in Yerushalayim. Now again, in the very beginning of our parsha, the Torah says in Perek Yud Aleph Psukim Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, Chav Chet, that B'nai Yisrael have been given complete free will to either receive blessings or, God forbid, the opposite. And it all depends on how they act. Re'ei Anochi Noten Lifnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala, etc. And Mefarshim ask many questions on these opening psukim. So, for example, why does the Torah begin with the word Re'ei, see? What is Hashem showing us? What are we supposed to look at? And secondly, why does Hashem say, Re'ei Anochi Notein? What's Hashem giving us? A blessing and a curse? Usually Nesina, Netina is usually something that's physical, but not blessings or curses. And thirdly, why is the word notain in the present tense? Another question is, why does the Torah begin the parsha in the singular, Re'ei, not Re'u, Re'ei, singular, but the pasuk continues in the plural, Re'ei Anochi Notein Lifneichem, not Lifanecha, Lifneichem. Why? Why the switch? Another question is that in these first few psukim in the parsha, the Torah repeats again, the word again and again, the word Hayom. Re'ei Anochi Notein Lifneichem Hayom, etc. In Pasuk of Zayin, Asher Anochi Metzave Etchem Hayom. And again in Chafchet, Asher Anochi Metzaveh Etchem Hayom. Why the emphasis? And lastly, why does the Torah use the concepts bracha and klala? If we're speaking about rewards and punishments, so say that. Re'ei Anochi Notein Lifnechem Hayom Schar Va'onesh. There's other questions, but we will stop here. I'd like to share a beautiful approach of the Nesivos Shalom on our Parsha. The Nesivos Shalom is Rav Shalom Noach Berzovsky, the Slonimer Rebbe, who died in the year 2000, says the Slonimer. Every single person in this world has a unique shlichus, a unique mission, and a unique purpose to fulfill. This mission is lifelong, but it's also unique every single day. Every single day, we have a job to do, an assignment, a mission. Our mission is unique. If it could be done by someone else, why does Hashem need me? And if it could be done at a different time, so why am I alive now, today? So the mission is unique, unique to me, unique to my life, unique to today. And not only that, but Hashem cannot expect me to fulfill my mission without giving me the exact tools that I need to fulfill that mission. My family, my financial situation, my possessions, my skills, my abilities, etc. There's a reason why I don't have my neighbor's car or my friend's house or my cousin's finances. If I needed them for my mission, I would have them. If I don't have them, it means I don't need them. And all this, says the Slonimer, is the meaning of the first few psukim of our parsha. Re'ei Anochi Notein Lifnechem Hayom. Look around you, says Hashem. Think about what you see. Think about what you have. Everything you see and everything that you have is something that Hashem has given you. Notein Lifnechem Hayom. Physical, yes, He's given you physical things. You have unique tools for you to serve Hashem, for you to fulfill your unique mission. And everyone gets their own tools. That's the plural of Lifnechem. It's true about everyone. But each person must look individually and independently at their unique situation. That's the singular, Re'ei. And this looking around has to be done constantly, every day. Hayom, hayom, hayom. It's a daily job. It's constant and it's incessant. It happens every day. And Hashem's gifts are unique every single day. That's the present tense, notain. It's now and it's every day. Hayom. Take it all in. Use what Hashem has given you and use it all to serve Hashem. That's not schar va'onesh, but it's a bracha and a klala. Using Hashem's blessings to serve Him, to listen to Him, is the greatest blessing we can ask for. And the opposite, chas v'shalom, not listening to Hashem, ignoring His gifts, or trying to illegitimately acquire gifts that don't belong to you and that you don't need, that's not a bracha, but it's a klala, God forbid. This is a phenomenally strong message from the Torah. Re'ei anochi notein lifneichem hayom. Bracha uklala. May we all be zocha to identify our daily mission and our lifelong shlichus in the service of Hashem and to fulfill that mission, Imirtz Hashem. Have a Shavua Tov, everyone.